This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Butwards. President Bush today meets with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair at Camp David. Afterwards, the two men will hold a joint news conference. Yesterday afternoon, President Bush held his first White House news conference in which he took questions on everything from presidential pardons to the size of his tax cut plans. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The president entered the White House briefing room after only an hour's notice was given to reporters. He said he'd been in office for about a month and thought it was time to talk about some of his accomplishments.
One of my missions has been to change the tone here in the nation's capital to encourage civil discourse. I think we're making pretty good progress.
The president thanked both Republicans and Democrats for listening to him in recent weeks as he made the case for a $1.6 trillion tax cut plan and a budget he's sending to Congress next week. But even as the president applauded a new tone in Washington, he was confronted with some familiar questions. He was asked for his response to allegations that presidential pardons may have been for sale in the Clinton White House. President Bush deferred to Congress to look into the matter. He said he had too much to do to worry about the actions of his predecessor.
The president made the decisions he made, and he can answer those the questions raised by the American citizens in the press corps. This White House is moving forward. We've got a lot to do. We've got a lot of people to convince on our agenda. I think we're making pretty good progress, but there's a lot of work to be done.
One thing he wants to work on is getting his tax bill passed. The president said there would be enough money in the surplus to cut taxes across the board while also strengthening Social Security and Medicare and reducing the national debt. He said he likes the size of his tax cut just the way it is, despite the complaints of some that it's too large and others that it's too small. The president also expressed confidence in the FBI after the arrest this week of one of its top agents on charges he spied for the Russians. The president said he would wait for the outcome of an investigation into how such espionage could have occurred before deciding what, if any, new security measures should be taken. The president said he didn't expect the case to damage his relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I intend to deal with Mr. Putin in a very straightforward way, to be upfront with him on all matters. I am, of course, disturbed about the alleged espionage that took place.
The president said he was encouraged, though, by signs that Russian leaders may be willing to discuss missile defense issues. He said recent comments suggest that Moscow recognizes new post-Cold War threats that will require such systems. The president issued a warning to the man he sees as one of the biggest threats, Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. President Bush said the United States would not tolerate Iraq's development of weapons of mass destruction. The president referred to last week's bombing of Iraq by the United States and Great Britain and defended the action despite the failure of some missiles to hit their targets.
The mission was twofold. One was to send him a clear message that this administration will remain engaged in that part of the world. I think we accomplished that mission. We got his attention. And secondly, the mission was to degrade his capacity to harm our pilots who might be flying in the no-fly zone. And we accomplished that mission as well.
For most of the news conference, the president was careful with his answers. He seldom elaborated on previous remarks he's made on similar topics. Although he initially appeared uneasy standing before the crowded briefing room, the president soon sprinkled his remarks with lighthearted banter. He told one reporter, "Nice try," after he made repeated attempts to get the president to preview his discussions with Prime Minister Tony Blair. And the president corrected himself when he characterized those in the Capitol who think not increasing spending by a certain amount is the same as a spending cut.
Let me remind you that, and the people who are listening, that accounting in Washington is a little different than the average person accounts.
When the conference ended after about 30 minutes, the president said he'd be back.
Thank you for this. I look forward to this. I look forward to future press conferences.
He was asked if that meant he'd be back frequently, maybe even once a week.
Oh, you don't want to see me once a week. You'll run out of questions. Oh, twice. I'll be running out of ties.
Just for the record, the president's tie at yesterday's news conference was light blue. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.